Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Gimel has a whole discussion of Afkin Rabban and the Kiddushin Mine in the context of a get and in case of Ones where he can't show up. So the first question you have to ask in our Sugya is the mechanism through which the get is effective. Is that really Bitaras Afkinu or is it Bitaras Gerushin? So here you have Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim take the Gemara Kipshuto that the mechanism here is actually Afkin Rabban and the Kiddushin Mine. So as a chash, mishum tznus, mishum prutzos, or mafkia, the kiddushin in the case of ones. The Ramban learns the entire shaka v'tarya differently, and the Ramban assumes that afkin rabban the kiddushin mine is simply a threat of shavi rabban the bilasa bilasnus, right? Because if the chacham have to end up being mafkia kiddushin, it'll turn out that all his bilas are bilasnus. Since we have a chazaka and the most of bilasa bilasnus, we can assume that he had das for the get to be chal, regardless of any ones that will occur to him. Okay, so according to Ramban, Afkinu is not the mechanism. Afkinu is the Hechetimtzi where you have Bilas Nus. That triggers the Chazaka. The Chazaka allows us to assume that his Das Ligarish was despite any Ones that might occur to him. So that's just one thing you have to be clear in the discussion of the Gemara. How does Afkinu work in general if you assume that's what's going on in the Gemara? So we're going to outline five different ways of understanding Afkinu. The first is to assume that you're dealing with some sort of Tanai, some sort of implicit or explicit condition stipulated into the Das HaMegarish, the Das HaMekadesh, where he says that I'm only Mekadesh you either explicitly or implicitly, al Menashe Yirtzu Chachamim. So in Shiri Medayik from Rashi and Daf Gimel, that Rashi seems to discuss Afkinu as an instance of Das. Kol Mekadesh Yish al Das Shenhigu Chachmi Yisrael. Later on, Rashi also says Tola Behem, right, that he's Tola his Kiddushin on the Ratzon of the Chacham. Secondly, the Ritva here on Daf Gimel. So a bit of a Girsa issue in the Ritva. But if you take away all the Svarim, Mar, Magia, the Girsa and the Ritva, they say the reason why you could have Afkas Akidushin is because the Mekadesh says Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Right? And Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael is what gives the Chachamim the power to Mafkia. In the next Yerah Maskil, the Ritva explicitly says that it's Ki'ilu Hisna Menashe Yirtza Abba. That Harem HaKadosh Tzali Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael is itself an implicit or an explicit condition Amenas that the Chachamim consent to the Ishus. According to the Girsa that we actually have in front of us, it's Mashma Fakir. Right? It's Mashma that despite the fact that he says Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, nonetheless the Chachamim have power. L'chor, the Hezber is that if you say Kedas Moshe, you mean not as the Chachamim Shebidor HaZeh were Metakein, right? You mean Amenas that the Kedushin is called the way Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Kedushin to be chal. Right? So then the Ritva is saying, despite the fact that he said Kedas Moshe, it's really Kedas, Kedas the Rav, or Kedas of Moshe Feinstein, or Aaron Kotler, depending where you live and what yarmulke you wear. A third way of couching the issue of Tanai and Das is that it's true that there's a Afkinu works through this condition of a Tanai, but you could have it implicit to the kind of Kedushin that you create. So for the Kesef Mishnah, for example, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, explained the Shitas HaRambam that Afkinu may only work for Kedushay Kesef, which is Rabbanan, Tenach Tikadish V'Kaspo. So the Kesef Mishnah seems to say, that it's not that Kedushay Kesef is Rabbanan. The Pshat is that the only way you know about Kedushay Kesef is because the Chachamim told you about it. So if you do a Kedushin that you only know about from the Divrei Chachamim, so implicitly you have das that it should work in the way that the Chachamim wanted to work. Mash Enkin, if you're Makadesh with Kedushay Bia, Kedushay Shah, would you yourself know Minat Torah? That's like the story in the Gemara on Shabbos where somebody comes to Hillel and he says, prove to me that Torah is right or something. He teaches in the Aleph Beis, and then the next day he comes back, says, how do you know about Torah Shabbat Peh? He says, just like you believed me in telling you what the Aleph Beis means, you should believe me in Torah Shabbat Peh. Right, so just like you believe the Chachamim that Kedushay Kesef works, so you have to believe the Chachamim in them saying when this Kedushin is Paka and when it's going to be Chal. Okay? So you have three Shitos here that talk about Hafkoas HaKedushin in terms of different levels of explicating a Tanai. A second way of understanding Afkinu is not a Tanai, but as an Akiras Maisa HaKedushin, where the Chachamim point out some flaw in the act of Kedushin, rendering it invalid. So the simplest way of taking this is with Kedusha Kesef. Tosos here has a lashon of Tanach Kadosh Bekaspa, the Hefker Bezdin Haya Hefker, Bahavamos Matana. Umimela, you kobilasa bilasnus. And the way Tosos is learning the Afkinu here is that the Chacham are simply mafkir the Kesef. They say it didn't belong to you when you did the Maisa Kedushin. If you didn't do a Maisa Kedushin, Umimela, you were never married. What about Shtar? So the Ritva on Daf Gimel says that Shtar has the same din as Kesef. And the Rivash in Achuva and Simon Shinai and Vav says Rabbanon are Shavu, Rabbanon l'Shtar l'chaspa ba'alma, v'hifkiru haniyar. Right, the Rabbanon are mafkir, the actual paper that you gave to the Isha. So you didn't have bailos on the Shtar that you gave her. Mele the Kedushin is no good. Now you might have said differently. You might have said that the reason why the Chacham have koach on shtaros is not because they're mafkir the shtar, not they're mafkir the niyar, but you can say that a shtar is legal. It's legal tender, right? It has to be legally valid. The Chachamim as bailim on, you know, what's legal on halacha, they could say that this shtar and this kedushin is no longer legal. But it's interesting that the Rivash doesn't want to say that. He wants to say it has to do with a trick of being mafkia the niyar. And the Meiri in Yivamos and Daf Kofiyot also seems very, very hesitant to allow the Chacham to mafkia shtar. Right? The Meiri there seems to say that he understands hafkas hakedushin for kedushe kesef and even kedushe bia, right? But he doesn't understand hafkas hakedushin for kedushe shtar. Right? So why is shtar the outlier? Right? Bia and kesef are fine, but not hafkas hakedushin for kedushe shtar. So you might say that this has to do with understanding of shtar. Not as legal tender, but a shtar as a chalos edus. Right? That's going to be Talion Sugyas in Bava Basra about how you understand shtaros. But if you understand shtar as a chalos edus, so Bezin doesn't have the koach to mafkia what the Torah stipulates as edus. Right? If it was a subcategory of mammon as legal tender, then they could just say, oh, it's no good. But since it's a chalos edus, so then the chum don't have that koach. So maybe that's why the Rivash has to come onto this trick of saying that they're mafkir the niyar, right? That's true, you can't be mafkia the legality of the shtar, but you could be mafkia the baal's bailus on the shtar, which he gives to the isha. What about kedushe bia? How could you say hifkira chachamim for kedushe bia? So the Chassam Sofer reads the Shakavitari of the Gemara, Tanach Dekadosh Bekaspa, the Gemara says, fine, you could have hefker bezin and hefker on mammon. How do you have hefker bezin and hefker on the maisa bia? So the Chassam Sofer here in Daf Gimel says, chamar mafkia bezera. Afkere Chacham Luzera. So not only do the Chachamim have bailus on Mammon, Chacham also have Koach. They also have bailus on Zera HaBoel. It's very interesting that he says it in terms of Afkere Luzare. Right, what does that remind you of? Well, Tosan Daf Gimel, right? Tosan Daf Gimel said that the reason why Akum is Ein Lo Chayis is because the Torah is Afkere Luzare. Right? His Zera doesn't have the ability to create a Yuchsen, or doesn't. It's not miyuchas acharav. Right? So Mela, Tosu said that bias acham is kibias behema. Here the Chassam Sofer is saying something similar. Since we're mafkir the zera, so the maisa bia is considered a bias nas. So the Chari, you might say this is all connected to the maisa bia being defined by its potential for puravu. And if Chachamim could say that they're mafkir the zera, yeah, this zera won't be miyuchas acharav, so then you might say in Mela that this maisa bia is not miyuchas anymore to the boel. That just might be a hezber for the Chacham Sofer. If you don't want to say that the Chacham bailos on the Zera, which the Chacham may not want bailos on, so you could say that the answer of the Gemara is that Shavir Abanon Labilasa Bilas Nus is not Hefker Bezen Hefker on the Zera, but that in general every Maisa Bia, even in the context of Kiddushin, is always somewhere in between Maisa Mitzvah and a Maisa Znus. We see this somewhat by Yivamos, where Abba Shaul says that kol pogeya be'erva, if you're baal yivimto l'shem noy or l'shem mamon, so it's ki'ilu pogeya be'erva, the karav havlad be'enav lios mamzer. That's what Abba Shaul says. That's a case of bias mitzvah. It's a bia of a kinyan yibum. But since there's a erva lurking in the background, so if you have the wrong kavana, then you've shifted it from a mitzvah into a maisa bia da'arayos. Is that clear to everyone? That sheet of Abba Shaul? So we're saying in Shears that maybe that's true for every Kedushe Bia also, right? Because you're starting the Maisa Bia not as not being married, and you're transitioning into Nishas. So you might say that even if there's something delicately wrong, something small wrong with the Maisa Bia, then it automatically flips back to Znus. So it could be that the moment that the Chachamim say, Midrabanan, that you shouldn't be doing this Maisa Bia for whatever reason, so then the whole Maisa Bia is now Znus Daraisa. Like, it ain't what you see by Yibam. So it could be that's why it's that's how the Chacham have the koach mafkir ma'isa bia, not because of some koach that they have on the zera, but because the fragile nature of any ma'isa bia in general, and the Chacham just tip it in the direction of Znus. Now the common ground between these two mahalchim in understanding afkinu is that both of them would seem to necessitate that afkinu is l'mafreya, because either they're saying that the ma'isa kedusha never happened, or they're saying that the tanai and the Kedushin was Mevatel it. Right, so the Maisa never got off the ground. So both of these seem to assume that Kedushin is L'mafreya, the Afka is L'mafreya, and both of these seem to assume that the Chum are getting into the Kedushin through some sort of trick. Right, either through this trick of Hefker Bezen Hefker, or through some implicit or explicit condition. Right, not that they have any intrinsic right over the Maisa Kedushin or the Ishus itself. A third mahalach in explaining Afkin Rabbana on the Kedushin Minei is the sheet of the Arbosa of Shalrashi, is that it's Hey Mamru V'Hey Mamru. Right? The Gemara is saying it's limited to Kedushay Kesef because Kedushay Kesef is Drabanan. Right? The whole Ishus is a Chalos Drabanan. Since the Rabbanan create the Ishus, they also have the Koach to take it away. What's the Shach of Atari in the Gemara? Tanaf the Kaddish B'Kaspa, Kiddush would be a Michael Meimar, Shavir Rabbanan B'Yos B'Yosnos. So that's what Rashi says, don't read the Gemara that way. Because how did the Rebbeim read it? The Rebbeim read it by saying, no, the Chacham were mafkia legamri kidushe bia. Right? That's part of the Rav Mangir Amad the Mekadish Bia. So the Gemara says, what do you do with kidushe bia? The Gemara says, there is no longer kidushe bia. Shavi lebilas lebilas nos. Right? So this is all you have left is kidushe kasef. Kidushe kasef is drabanan. So mela you know, the Chachamim heimamru veheimamru, they can be mafkia it. Now, l'chor, according to the Arbosa of Shalrashi, that is din drabanan, l'chor, the Afkos HaKedushin could be mikana lahaba. If you want to say the Chachamim are being mafkir the Kedushin through a trick that has to go back to the Maisa Kedushin, so then you have to go back in time to the Maisa, when the Maisa happened. Chachamim say it didn't. If it's midin, hey mamru v'hey mamru, so Chachamim, they're the ones who are mechel es chalos ishos midrabanan. They created the whole institution. So they could also be koveyat's terminus. They could say, now it's over. So you could say it's mikana l'haba. L'chor, that's what Rashi is meramis to when Rashi says, don't learn the Gemara like my Rebbeim, right? Instead, al korchach tzar chata lefarish kemoshe pirashti, shakidushin nekaran meikaran velo mikana lahaba. Rashi implies that for his Rebbeim, the afkala sakidushin would be mikana lahaba, exactly for this reason. If it's heimamru veheimamru, there's no reason to say it's lamafreya. Fourth way of understanding afkala sakidushin, yeah.
Saying that they just put a stop to it, or they're able to be machshir get on a Durabana level, which is enough to stop Kedushin Durabana.
Or they could even just put a stop to it without a get.
So it's nothing to do with the fact that the get is kosher.
Right, the Mishnah in the beginning of Kedushin would say, Kones Atzim, beget of Misa Sabal, it's talking about Kedusha Deraisa. But for Kedusha Durabanan, Chamim could tell you when it's over. Without a get. Right? There's no reason to require a get. A fourth way of understanding Yishkoach Biyad Chachamim, fourth way of understanding Afkin Rabban on the Kedushim Minei is based on the Gemara Nivamus and Daf Tzadi, Yishkoach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. Toso seems to say this explicitly in Bava Basar and Mechasim Beis, and it also seems to be Toso's Shita over here in Ksuvisa and Daf Gimel, where Toso invokes the Gemara on Yishkoach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. How then do you explain the shock of a tire in the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Tainach the Kaddish Bekasko Akash Abia Maikal Meimar. So Tosa explains that the Gemara is saying, when does the Chacham have Koach Lachar Dav Min HaTorah? Only when there's no Aveira. Right, if it's not Chav Lachrini, right, it's not messing over one of the parties. But in a case where it's Chav Lachrini by Aveira, then the Chacham don't have that Koach. So the Gemara says, Tainach the Kaddish Bekasko, there's no Aveira, Kaddish Abia Maikal Meimar. So the simple Pshat in Tosa is that Tosa is saying, Kaddish Abia Maikal Meimar is that in a chanami, it doesn't matter. Right? Chacham have the koach to be okay dav min haTorah even when it's chav lachrini, even when it creates an avera. The Shinuk Betzes here in Daf Gimel might have a different hezber for this read of the Shach V'Tari, and they would say that according to the Maskana, there is no Avera. Just as the Chachamim are Oker the Kiddushin, and they have that Koach Min HaTorah, they also have the Koach to be Oker the Avera. So it's Shavi Lebilasa Bilasnos, it's not an objective Maisa Bias, not a Maisa Avera that the Gavra perpetrated. It's a Rabbanon de Gaver. The Rabbanon are the ones who created the Bia as a Biasnos. So Mela, there's not going to be an Avera for the Boel himself. Now, just notice there are two ways of saying this, right? You could say either there is a Maisa Avera, right? Just it's a Maisa Avera that was caused by the Chachamim. So in Shir we said this is a Chefta Shel Avera that had a Maisa Avera. Right? So the Boel can't be Chayav for an Avera that was caused by the Rabbanan. That's one way of saying it. That makes a lot of sense. Right? You're not Chayav for it. And the principle of Ein Koach Be'ad Chachamim Lachar Davar Min HaTorah Bechav lachrini is only when you're actually being mechayiv him something, right? He's going to be punished for it. Since he's not going to be punished because it came mikoach hachamim, so mele yesh koach biyadam. Okay, that's one way of reading this. Of reading this shidduch betzes. We'll have another way of reading it in a minute. We might want to say within this tzad that it's yesh koach biyad chacham lachar davar min haTorah that the Chacham don't have this right objectively. Chacham can't just come along and say we're going to be oker your kedushin. The Chacham only have this koach to be oker this davar min haTorah in conjunction with some raglaim with davar min haTorah. Right, if the Torah gets you 50% of the way there, so the Chachamim could come along and get you the other 50% of the way. So we were suggesting this might be what the Shita Kuvetzes has in mind, because the Shita says, see, the Shita seems to suggest that the Afkasa kedushin and the Gemara Daf Gimel is only if the Baal actually gives a get. Right, same thing with the Gemara in Gittin, in Bitl Mevutel, in Bitl Get Shalufnei Bezdin, or Shalufnei Aisha. The Chacham on their own can't just come along and say that we're Mafkia your Kedushin Legamri. If you gave a get, the get happens to be Puzzle, so the Torah is not going to be Megar issue, so the Chacham could come along and they could finish the Gerishin. How could they do that? So we're suggesting in Shia, this has to do with Das. Das Abaligarish, that the, I guess what initiates the process of Gerishin is not the get itself, but the Das Habal Ligarish. And the get is only the Makav Patish in the Gerishin. So once you have a Chalos get, you have Das Ligarish, so you're already 50% there, so the Chum can come along and be Kover the Makav Patish. That's how in Shir we wanted to read the Shita Kavetzes. You could just read the Shita differently. You could read the Shita as learning the whole Sugya like the Ramban. That it's not that you have Hafgah Sakidushin in conjunction with a get, but that you don't have Hafgah Sakidushin at all, right? It's the get which triggers the Maisa Gerishin. The reason why we know that he had Das for the get to be Kasher is because of the threat of Afkinu, which triggers the threat of Chazakin Adamos Abilas Abilasmas. Hakoponim, that's how we wanted to explain the Shita. A fifth way of understanding Afkinu is the exciting Mahalach in Shir, is that the Chachamim have bailos on Ishos and Arayos. Okay, so we're not dealing with a trick in the Maisa, we're not dealing with a Tnai, we're not dealing with Dindrabanan, we're not dealing with Koach Chachamim in general. Right, if you want to say it's the Gemara, you've almost have Tzadi, of Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim, you're saying it has to do with the Koach that the Chachamim have in general for all Dine Torah. But now we're saying no. Let's say the Chachamim in general don't have Koach, Lachar Davar Min HaTorah. Let's say they don't have that koach b'makom chav lachrini. Okay, so they're powerless. It's a special din in Hilchos Ishus that the Chachamim are empowered with this bailus over marriage. So why would that be? So l'chora you just say that something, different ways of saying this, but l'chora you'd say that Ishus has to have some sort of legislative authority that determines which marriages are good and which marriages are not good. So just the Chachamim are the body which decides all areas of Ishus. Bring out some Nafkamina that'll make this clear. Rashi on Daf Gimel seems to have a lashon like this. When Rashi says, Kol ha-mekadesh isha adashen higu chachmei Yisrael bi Yisrael hu mekadsha, sheyu kayamin kidushin lefi divrei chachamim, veyu betelin lefi divrei chachamim. Right? Rashi is not just saying that's a tnai in the Maisa Kedushin. Rashi is saying that the Chacham, they're the ones who are Mekayim all Dine Kedushin Vegerishin. Right? The whole system of Evan Ezer rests on the shoulders of the Chachamim. Second nafkamina to this question would be, would you extend the din of Kol HaMekadesh Adai T'Drabana Mekadesh to Kol HaMegarish Adai T'Drabana Megarish? So if you're dealing with an implicit T'nai or Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lak or Dar Ben HaTorah, so you might say, oh, it's limited to Kedushin. That's when he says Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. That's when they're being Oker Dar Ben HaTorah. What about a Gerishin? So you'll say that if it's about the whole Dine Ishus being Tola Beratzon Chachamim, they're the legislative body that determines all Hilchos Ishos, then of course you should extend it to Gerushin. So the Riyah Lavan, who says that since we say Kol HaMekadesh Ayit Rabbanu Mekadesh, Memela will say it for Kol HaMegarish, seems to be assuming something like this. And you're just dealing with the power of the Chachamim and Hilchos Ishos. Another nafkamina to this question would be, could the Chacham, when we say Afkinu, so our cases of Afkinu absolute, meaning once the Chachamim are Mafkia the Ishus, so the Ishus is gone. Right? It can't just come back automatically. Chacham say you're not married, so you're not married, and if you want to get remarried, you need a new Maisa Kedushin. Right? The Ran in the Dharma and Daf Tzadi Mebes, so he seems to hold, in a case of an Isha Sha'amra Tmea Anilacha, a woman tells her husband that she was Mizana and she's Asur to him. So the Mishnah says that we don't believe her. Because right, we don't want women to just be able to force a divorce simply by claiming Tmei Ani Lecha. The Mishnah says, so he's still allowed to have Bia with her, and she's Ocheles Bechuma, if he's a Kohen. How could that be? Right? Maybe she's telling the truth. She says Tmei Ani Lecha. So the Ran says, no. Because even if she was Mizane, we say, Afkin Rabbanu L'Kiddushin Minei Bahisha. At Chomer Mafkia the Kiddushin when she was Mizane. But the Mishnah said that now she could go ahead and continue to eat Chuma, and she's still Mutter L'Bailo. How could she be Mutter B'Achilas Chuma if she's not married to the Kohen? Right, the Mafkia the Kedushin, weren't they? So how could she continue being Kinyan Kaspo? So what we have to say for the Ran is very simply that the Chachamur Mafkia the Kedushin B'Ahisha that she was Mizane, and now that we have the Shaila Mikana Lahaba about her eating Chuma, the Chachamim say, yeah, the Kedushin comes back. Right, so this seems to be the lashon of Rashi that sheyu kiddushin v'geirushin kayomin lefi derech chachamim. Right, they have the right to determine when they exist, when the ishus exists, and when it doesn't exist. Another nafkamina to this shita, maybe the position of the Karen Ora and Yevamos on Daf Tzadi, where the Karen Ora wants to suggest that dafgas hakiddushin is mikanu lahaba. Now he's worried about the question of the Rashbam, Tosfos, that what do you do with the Shem Yechabal Bas Achoso, or Yochel Mamzerim Litaher? Right, if you're Mafkia the Kedushin L'Mafreya, so then the Mamzerim that were born out of that Ishus, or out of her being Mizan, and the Ishus now become Tar, because the Mafreya, she was never married. And also the husband, who has Rachmanus on his wife, who was Mizana, could pater her from an Onesh by giving her a get, being Mevatel Shol B'Fanea, and the Mafkia the Kedushin L'Mafreya. So what do you do with that problem? So Karen Ora says very simply that no, all afgas hakedushin is only mikanu lahaba. That just begs the question, right? How do the chachamim have the koach to just say the kedushin stops? There's no get, there's no mistabal. Right. So for the rabbos of Shel Rashi, we said that they have that koach because heim amru v'heim amru, because drabanan b'drabanus, they could just say it's over. But how could the chachamim say it's over for kedushin doraisa? So again, if you say that Torah gave over the reins of all of Evan Ezer into the Chachamim, so Chacham could say that the Kedushin is over right now, even without a get and even without a Mises Habal. Another nafkamina here, this is my fourth nafkamina, would be, what about Afkinu la'achar chasimas ha-Talmud? So it seems like if you're handling B'Torahs Yesh Koach Chachamim, what's so funny? Because I said handling?
Yiddish.
What?
Yiddish.
Is that Yiddish even?
Handling?
Is it Yiddish? Yeah, you know that?
What's
the Yiddish shoresh for handling?
What's the Hebrew shoresh for handling?
What? I didn't say it's Hebrew, I thought it was English. Like the handle. No?
Ellie?
If we're assuming that Afkinu works b'teras yesh koach b'yad chachamim, so the Chori would say that the chachamim don't have koach l'afkia davar min haTorah v'achar tkufas haTalmud. The Chori, the Rabbanim today can't just get together and decide they want to be mafkia din d'oraisa. So if you want to apply Afkinu l'achar haTalmud, so the Chori, you might say that it's because the whole system of Ishus, not only is it given over to the Chachamim, Shebuchol Dar V'Dar, but the very Hagdara of Ishus as something that's a public institution, or it's an institution that rests on the Tzibor, by definition always has to have a legislative body of the Chachamim that's determining which Kedushin and Gerushin are Kasher and Pasul. Right? So even if we don't need a Bezdin to always determine Kachim, or to determine Yerideya, you'll always need some sort of public institution to determine Dine Ishus. That's how it's stipulated Al Pi Dine Torah. So one example of Afkos Lachar, Afkos Akdushin Lachar Chesimas, the Talmud is quoted by the Ria Bartzaloni in the Sefer Ashtaros, where he quotes the Gaonim who made a takana that anybody who's Mekadesh in Isha Shelo Bishas Ksivas Haksuva and Hanesuin and the Asara, meaning they're worried about people just being Mekadesh and Isha b'fnei Shnei Edim and not making it public, because then you don't know who's married and who's not married. Right? It's a nightmare. So the Gaonim said that those Kedushim are just B'teilim u'mevutalim. You'll ask me, says Rabbi Daigon, what koach do we have to do that? He says, look at the Gemara, yesh koach. He says, look at the Gemara, afkin rabban l'kedushim mine. Actually, the Gaonim clearly assumed that they had the koach to mafkia Kedushin even l'achar chesimas haTalmud. And note the rationale in that case, right? The Gaonim are saying that the reason why we have this koach is because the whole tzibor has to know who's married and who's not married, right? I mean, you can't have kedushin just b'fnei shnei edim without letting the rest of the tzibor know that you're married to this isha. And so it seems like they're relating the rationale for ishas being a din tzibor, right, needing some sort of administrative body, with the whole principle of kinner abanim l'kedushin mineh. So those work together very nicely. Fifth nafka mina to this question would be, could there be some body of the, some legislative body that's not b'yad ha-chachamim, which is determining afkinu rabbanu l'kidushim mineh? If you want to say it's b'teras the gemara and yivamos and that's yesh koach b'yad ha-chachamim, so right, only ha-chachamim have the koach to afkinu ha-kidushim, to be oker davar min ha-torah. And Balbatim don't have the koach to be oker davar min ha-torah. But if you want to say that it has to do with the tzibur dimension of Ishus, then maybe in most cases it's the Chachamim who have the koach of Afkinu, only because in most cases it's the Chachamim who are representing the tzibur. But we need to have cases where it's not the Chachamim who are the Bailam on the tzibur. So then maybe that other institution, whatever the other legislative body is, could be Mafkia the Kedushin. So the Rivashin, Achuva, and Shin Sarites thinks that even the Tzibor, even the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, right, the board of a shul or the board of a community, in principle they could also have Koach L'Afkia Kedushin. Right, so the Chora, that has to assume that you're dealing with this notion of Afkinu as coming from the legislative body that has bailus on the whole notion of Ishas. What? In Achuva, Shin Sarites. Maybe a sixth nafkamina to this question would be the position we just mentioned earlier of the Shita Mekubetzes, where the Shita said that the Chachamim don't have koach to be oker davar min haTorah when it's mevili de'avera. And the answer, no, the Chachamim could say it's not a ma'isa avera here. Okay? So how could they say it's not a ma'isa avera? So we gave one answer before, but you might say more directly that not only are Kedushin and Gerushin Maser B'yad HaChachamim, but Eben Ezer is Maser B'yad HaChachamim. Right? They determine what's considered marriage. They consider Ishus. A Sif Katan and Ishus is what is considered Znus. As Chachamim have the Koach to be Magdir, which Maisa Bia is considered promiscuous and which is sanctioned by the Torah. So if
it's not Kedushin,
what
else can it be? What? If it's not like Kedushin,
what else? The Chachamim say, this is not a Maisa Znus. This is a Mutter Bia.
For some reason, they can't just say it's like floating
Well, they're matir this bia because they want the kedushin to be. They want to say there's afkas that kedushin. So you might call it a biasna, so you might call it a stambia. But the reason why the chacham have the koach to re magdir ma'isabia is because they define what's considered a promiscuous relation and what's considered a kedushin relation. Right? Not just that they're mechil chaluyos ishos. Right? They're magdir, like all these sifim ketanim also. Then? I mean, as opposed to Yesh Koach?
I'm saying if it's a din, it's not. Right? That you're being a Kaddish, all that, that's what I'm saying. Why is the fact that they extended, why that three elements extended the Yesh more indicative of a special power, a special like role of a Kaddish to determine Yeshas than Kaddish? The initial fact that you're initiating your Kiddushin, all that's what I'm saying.
You're asking specifically from Tanai. I wasn't reading him as talking about it tonight.
How are you reading him?
I was reading, I mean, because he says Kilu Pirish Behedja.
And so how are you reading him?
So I think he's saying that because since it's a presumption of all of Evan Ezer that it's Masar Biyad HaChamim, right? So I know when I'm writing a get that HaChamim, they're the Bailam on this get, right? So it's Kilu and Mefarish Behedja that HaChamim are going to determine what's going on in Gittin.
That's not an implicit
tonight? No. Because he's not saying the reason why they have this koach is because it's an implicit tonight. He's saying it's an implicit tonight because they have this koach. Right? So the chacham, they determine which get is going to be kasher. So the Rialavan says, yeah, that's ki'ilu, he's mefarish behedya. The chacham are so central to all of Dina Isha, it's as if the Baal always says that explicitly. But that's not what endows the chacham with the koach to be oker. He's not. I don't think he feels any compulsion to say that you need to. It needs to be as if it's explicated.
He's trying to show the extremity of
the. Right. Yeah. He's saying this is what it means that it's Moser Biyad HaChachamim. I think it also makes more sense to say it's not Petaras Tanai, because otherwise, why would you assume as an operative principle that if it applies to Kedushin, it's going to apply to Gerushin? Already make that assumption. Alright, so for Kedushin, you could assume it's a Tanai because. Let's say you have Kedas Moshe Yisrael, like a lot of Rishonim invoke. Okay? But by Gershin, right, there's no Biratzon Chachamim that could be implicit in any of the formulations.
So the risk. You're not in the formulation, but why would you not assume that it should also extend this? Because this is also for Isha, it's not Chachamim are determining it.
The right, I think. Because the principle here is that you have, like the background of Isha is the Chachamim. So Mimela, you're not going to distinguish between Kedushin and Gerushin. I think that's why he makes it. That's why he makes the extension.
Okay, why is there normally an implicit tonight? If it's not, then it's called Chacham.
Because it's part of the formulation. Like that's what you say, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael.
That's not implicit. Then why would there be an implicit tonight other than saying that the Chacham has a special power for the thing you're doing?
Right, I don't know. I don't know if anybody says that there is an implicit tonight other than that. I mean, if you look, in Shir, which Shita do we quote to say that it's an implicit tonight?
I mean, didn't we quote the Ritzis of the day that you don't need to say Kedas Moshe Yisrael?
But I don't think it's that you don't need to say Kedas Moshe Yisrael. I think it's that even if you don't say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it's Kilu your Mefarish it. Right? Because Dvarim Shabliu Vlev Kol Adam. It is, but because that's the way they're kaveh the kedushin is with the lashon of kedas Moshe Yisrael. Now you have a shiloh. Right? That's the ma'isa kedushin or the amira of kedushin. Now you have to ask, oh, this chasson didn't say kedas Moshe Yisrael. What's the din? So it just doesn't make a difference because since that's the tzura of the amira, so it's going to apply to everybody across the board. Now the question is, could you argue from there? Oh, by gerushin where you don't have any lashon at all. Could you also say it's Dvar Moshe B'Libo V'Lev Kol Adam?
Also, for the Rebos of the Rashi, how do they explain Kiddush Eitiyah?
In the Gemara? The Shaka V'Tarya?
Right.
That they're Oker, they said you can't be Mekash B'Yah anymore.
But how does that work? How does that work? Meaning, they say Kiddush Eitiyah works because of Pelon
In fact, I don't know if he says that.
No, they also have this mysterious power to also undo any kiddushay or exon. But like they actually say, oh, okay, Kesef
Shabbat. I think we were explaining that either on the lines of the Chassam Sofer, right? That Afkei Lazare, or you come along with the or Bino Gershom himself says, which is and he is the sheet of the Arbos of Shalrashi in his first Yerem Aschel there, and say that Ma'isa Bia is always vacillating somewhere between Znus and Heter, and since it's already delicate, the Chacham could be Machria Lekaf Znus. Just by the mere fact that they say that it's not sanctioned anymore, that just brings back the Chutzpah Ka'avid and Mela have Ma'is Znus. I think that's how they explain it. But just the Shidun Kubetzes, so this is the sixth Nafkamina to the Chachamim having Bailos on all Znus, that the Chachamim have Bailos to say that the Maisa Bia here is simply a Maisa's Nus. They don't just have Bailos on Kedushin or Gerushin. Just one more Nafkamina is the Sheet of the Ramban in the Kedushin here. The Ramban read the Gemara of Tenech the Kaish Bekaspa Kaish Bia Michael Meimar, and he said that Kedushay Kesef makes a lot of sense. Why? Tenech the Kaish Bekaspa Shemekadesh Al Daitam. Ramban reads the Koach Chachamim of Hefker Bezen Hefker to say that I only have bailus on the kesef that I have in general because the Chachamim sanction my bailus. It's like the Federal Reserve is giving its consent to any bailus of mammon that you have. So then the Gemara says, "Avakol shebia mayafkiu." What koach does the Chachamim have on bia? Shema loyal daitam kidesh. Parak shavi rabbanon lebilasa bias nus. Shehumi daitam kadesh leolam aratzon chachamim. If the Ramban's argument here is to be symmetrical, so the Ramban's saying that the reason why you're boel with ratzon chachamim is because you know that chachamim could take away their sanctioning of the ma'isa bia. Just like in mammonis, you only could have ownership on your mammon if the rabbanon is sent to it. So too in your Maisa Bia, that could only be sanctioned as a Bia Shel Heter if the Chacham is sent to it. So it sounds like the Ramban is saying the similar idea to Shinu Kubetzas, that not only do the Chacham have the power to be Oker or Kedushin, but the Rabbanan have the power to be Magdir or Maisa Bia as a Bia Asnus or a Bia Heter. So this it might be helpful to connect this whole line of arguments. All these nafkaminas that afkin rabban l'kiddushin mineh is a function of the chachamim being the legislative body in terms of ishus. Maybe just some other rayas that chachamim have this role in ishus, that there's a tzibur dimension to ishus. One is simply the din that you need asara for birchas chasanim. And why do you need 10 people for nisuin and birchas chasanim? So just the simplest way of looking at it is that since the maisa of nisuin is something that not just affects the tzibur, but is like it's a public mitzvah or public chalos. So you need a din tzibur to be there present for the birchas chasanim. Second raya would be the nusach habracha, the chasima of the birchas erusin, which ends with mekadesh amma yisrael ide chuppah v'kiddushin. And another rishonim asks, since when is kiddushas yisrael talui on chuppah v'kiddushin? But if you argue that there's the shame tzibur, that Ishus is something that's Masur Biyad HaTzibur, so it makes sense that Kedushas Yisrael, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, is Tali B'Chupa V'Kedushin. So the third indication may be the first bracha of the Birchas Chasanim, which says Shakol Bar L'Chvodo. We'll see this on the Gemara in Dav Zayin. What's the bracha of Shakol Bar L'Chvodo? Sorry, Dav Ches. So Rashi says it's a bracha on the Asifas Ha'am. It's a bracha on the gathering of the people that come for the Chasana. That's very schwer. If it's just a bracha on the sifas ha'am for the chasana, so why are you waiting till the chuppah? Right? You should really make the bracha at the shmorg when everybody when everybody is masik, everyone gathers together. What? Or everyone comes late. Rashi says it's just in Masada Kulo Alakos. Since you have a kos under the chuppah, so you want all the brachas to be alakos. But more basically, why don't you ever make the bracha of Shakol Bar Lechvodu at any Asifa Sa'am? Right? Why Dafka and Asifa Sa'am Moshe Mesu'an? So the answer seems to be that there's something about Kedushin which is really Talui on the Tzibor that's collecting their Bishasa Kedushin. I think the Ishas itself is Masar B'diyat Tzibor, so that's why you can make a bracha on the Tzibor at the Berchas Chasanim. Fourth indication is the Ramban al-Torah and Parshas Kiseitse, which we saw, where the Ramban notes that all of the dinim of Arayos are given over to Bezdin, not to a Yochid. It doesn't say you shouldn't be a Kadesh or you shouldn't be a Kadesh. It says that Bezdin is Mitzvah ala Kadesh. The Ramban said that's because the Torah gives over Dini Arayos to Bezdin. So the Ramban means not just that Bezdin is in charge of making Gidarim to enforce Arayos, but they're giving Bezdin this legislative authority behind Dine Eben Ezer, perhaps more so than the normal koach that they have of Yesh Koach Chachamim, Lachar Davar Min HaTorah. Maybe just to close, just to get this in very quickly, the Rishonim, the Rashbam, is very bothered about the issue of Hasra Safik. Right? If you could have Afkoh HaSakidushin, then any Hasra Neshisi should be Hasra Safik. You're going to have Yochum Amzeirim Li Taher, and you're going to have Mechapa Abbas Achoso. You could always just get rid of these problems with Mafreya. So how do you solve that? So Rabbeinu Tam's answer is that Chachamim won't be Mafkia in Ishus when they know that you're attempting to be Mafkia, when you know that you're trying to be Mechapa Abbas Achoso or be Metarim Amzeirim. So in principle, the Afkoh HaSakidushin should be effective in these cases. Just the Chacham should be smart and make sure to not let it happen. The Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban says, Halavai Sheyuchlu Mamzeirim Mitaher. So the Ramban says, I can read the Gemara in Ksuvis on Daf Gimel as not being a case of Afkinu L'mafreya. It's a case of Mikana L'haba, and not even B'toras Afkinu. Right? It's B'toras a get that's kosher under the threat of Afkinu. Similarly, the Ramban says, I could read the Gemara in Gittin, in Perek HaShaleach, as never allowing Afkas Haget L'mafreya. Why? Because what's going to happen? What's the concern? So a man's wife is Mezane. She's going to get Skila. He's Mechape Aleha. So what does he do? He gives a get, writes a get, and he's Mevatel et Shelo B'faneha. Right, so that triggers Afkas HaKedushin. Ramban says, if he's trying to be metahir mamzerim, or he's trying to free her from her onesh, says the bitul haget won't work. It's not even considered a bitul haget. Why? Because his kavana is what? Not to keep her married to him. His kavana is fakir. His kavana is to let her go free. And so how could you say that his das is levatel haget, which would imply divorce? Sorry, how can you say this kavana is levatel haget, which would imply that the marriage is to stay intact, when his actual kavana is to make sure that they get separated? So Ramban says memela, the bitul haget won't be effective. But the kashvi raised in shir is, well, why does the Ramban care about whether or not your kavana is to stay married or your kavana is to get divorced? Bechora, we should care about whether or not your das was levatel haget. And you want the get to be batel. Why? To trigger afkinu, to be separated. And what we should care about is the immediate kavana, which is bitul or not bitul, not the general kavana, which was to stay married or not stay married. So in Shir, the way we explain this is to say that you see how built into the notion of gerushin is Das Habal Ligarish. Talk about a get can never be spoken about simply in terms of kashrus and paslos haget. Talk about kashrus and paslos haget is itself talk about whether the ishus is going to stay intact or not stay intact. Memela, if you're trying to mevatel haget to become separated, that's not even considered a bitul haget. That's how he wanted to explain this hezber of the Ramban. But a third way of explaining why there's no issue of Hasra Safek and Chashash Mamzeros and Mechapeh is to take the Shita of the Keren Ora, where he allows that Hafkasa Kedushin could even be, or is only going to be Mikana Lahaba. If Hafkasa Kedushin is Mikana Lahaba, you never have any Shaila Meikara about all these retroactive cases. Okay, so that's our overview of five different ways of understanding Hafkasa Kedushin. Either Tnai and Das, Akira of the Maisa Kedushin, Heim Amru V'Heim Amru B'Drabanan, Yesh Koach B'Ad Chama Lakadar Min HaTorah, or a special Koach of the Chachamim in Dine Ishos V'Arayos, that just stems from this whole understanding of Ebn Ezer as something that's Masar B'Yad HaChachamim. So maybe we'll stop here. I don't think we're going to have any questions on the Bechina from B'S Akum to B'S Abehema. So maybe we'll hold off on that Sugya till the beginning of next semester. Okay. Good luck on the Bechina tomorrow. If anybody wants to do well, you know, we could go out for dinner tonight or lunch tomorrow, and you know. Okay.